the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, you're very welcome back. It is the last word on sport. It's Will O'Callaghan in for Matt Cooper on this Friday. Season number 105 of the League of Ireland Premier Division gets underway tonight. Unfortunately, we've lost one of the games. Shamrock Rovers were due to play Dundalk, but the defending champions match has been called off. It fell at lunchtime because of the waterlogging on the pitch at Tallaght Stadium. So that game won't go ahead. Rovers will have to wait until weekend two to get their season underway. But that means the Derry game against Sligo. So Derry, last year's second place team and one of the favourites to win the title this season, an all-northwest affair, will now be the TV game tonight. That's been moved to an 8 p.m. start at the Brandywell. Elsewhere tonight, we've got Waterford against Shelburne at the RSC, and Bohemians against St. Patrick's Athletic will be played on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Aviva Stadium, which is a fantastic showpiece game to kick off the season. To look forward to the campaign ahead, delighted to say we've got David Snaith from the 42.ie with us. David, how are you keeping?
I'm very well. I'm excited. I'm a little bit giddy, as you might tell in my voice.
See, I like this first weekend. So, chatting to Stephen Kenny about this last week at the launch in Whelans, and he was saying this is such a great opportunity with the way things have gone. Like, Daly Mount Park fills every single week. Capacity's an issue there. We've got to see a few games at the Aviva over the last while. He's delighted that St. Pat's get in on the party and get the chance to go there on Sunday. I think that's a wonderful kind of showpiece way to kick off the season.
Ah, yeah, like absolutely. I think you said there you love this time. I think every supporter, everyone in clubs love this time of year. There's probably some managers might be like, oh, I feel a bit short. You could do it an extra player or two. I think every manager will probably say they want an extra player or two. Fans will probably still say, oh, we'd love to get an extra little player in, and maybe feel they're a little bit light and they want an extra bit of star quality or maybe. But really, everyone's going into this first week of the season where you actually feel like, well, anything could be possible. Who's going to surprise you? Who's going to step up? Who's going to maybe do something that you weren't expecting and maybe give you that little bit of belief as the season goes on? You know, fans looking at their teams who might have struggled or maybe conceded a bit too many goals last year or looked a bit soft, and all of a sudden have added a couple of players and say, oh, we look a bit different now. This could be a bit of a different season. And like, yeah, obviously I'm going to be out in the Aviva on Sunday for Bowes and St. Pat's, and you're right, it's just like having a game. I think they're hoping to have around 20,000 for that game, and just like the atmosphere, the different kind of atmosphere around that game. Obviously it's the Aviva, we're so used to it now over the last couple of years being pretty much full for cup finals and everything that's on the line, whereas now you've got two teams in the Dublin derby going at each other. And it was well put by Shane Keegan, a colleague of mine in the 42, where he was talking about it's almost a game that's going to have the biggest emotional reaction from the weekend, because they're two teams who maybe looked at what happened last year, and even though obviously Bowes were the ones who snuck in and got Europe on the basis of Rovers doing the double and winning the cup, maybe both felt they did not have a good season in the league and could have done more. And that this is the game, as I was kind of saying earlier, where you're thinking, what's going to be different? What's going to change? And what will give them a bit of hope for the year, you know?
Do you know what? If we're talking about St. Pat's this time last year, I think a lot of us fell into that trap of hyping them before a ball was kicked as the potential champions. They had just finished the season really well the year before. And then, the wheels really came off of them middle of last season. They had that horrific form within the league. I know they were picking up some results in Europe at the same time, but they ended up way outside where they would have expected to finish, fifth place. But perhaps more crucially, despite even kind of Rovers winning, pulling up at the end of the season, they'll have been really disappointed to be 14 points off the pace last year.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you've hit the nail on your head. Like, the wheels kind of came off for Pats, not even so much halfway through the season, because they stuck at it. You kind of go back, I think around April time, they were near top of the league. Do you know what I mean? And they weren't playing excellently, but you could tell something was building. And then as the season went on, they just never really kicked on in the league. They obviously done well in Europe and had some good performances. But then you go back, like, the moment that changed really for everything for them was when they, like, 1 week in the league, they absolutely battered Cork City 4-0, I think it was, in Richmond Park. And then the following week in the cup in the semi-final, they went down to Turner's Cross and got turned over. And from that moment on, the wheels fell off their season. And compared to, as you say, the season before, when I think it was like 12, 13 games in a row they won, that's what gave everyone the kind of the expectation that Pat's, you know, Stephen Kenny working his magic, what he would have done, obviously, with Dundalk. He was repeating that feat with Pat's, but it just never materialised. Again, they've had some injuries, the likes of, say, Romal Palmer. It's only one player, but someone who can add a different dimension to a midfield. And you look at some of the other players there, like the likes of, say, Keane Levy. They've obviously lost Mason Melia, who's gone to Tottenham. and we'll kind of see it now on Sunday. You're probably going to see a bit of a change even in how Stephen Kenny approaches things, with maybe going to a back three, having wing backs, having two fellas up front, and maybe just having, trying to alter things a little bit to see what they can actually do to change what people would have seen last year, where they just went. It's kind of one of those kind of repeat things, you know, when the going got really, really tough for them, they just weren't able to stand up to it and finish the season strongly. And I think that's what we're going to be people expecting now to see. Well, have they got that resolve to be able to take them through a course of a season?
I'm kind of intrigued by the way Derry City start this season. It's obviously getting a piece of pre-season silverware, no harm whatsoever, getting a win against Rovers last week, but they've invested heavily, as people will already be aware, you know, chief among them James McLean coming to the club. You're also looking at, you know, they've basically strengthened across the team, but you're looking at James Clark coming in, Darren Markey coming in. They've shopped heavily, they've brought the players in maybe to bridge the gap to Shamrock Rovers that was there last year. But also on top of that, David, they've got this hybrid surface which is going into the Brandywell. It means they play quite a few games early on in the season at home before a run of aways, and then they're going to have a period for a couple of months at Celtic Park in the Gaelic Games ground in Derry as well for a while too. If they start the season well, it's a very intriguing prospect, but say if they were to slip up a few times in the first few weeks, it could be up against them then.
100%. Like the expectation levels have always remained high at Derry. Obviously Philip O'Doherty, who's in there, the owner and chairman, and he's now, as he even said himself, he did a very interesting interview with the Derry Journal only a week or so ago, and he was talking about, you know, he's effectively the executive chairman in there. He's a lot more hands-on. He's retired from his business where he obviously became a billionaire. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's in the engineering industry. So he has obviously come out and said, we want to win the league. Now, he said the same after they won the FAI Cup a few years ago, where he wanted to use that as a catalyst to go and challenge Rovers, and it just never materialised. Like, you look at the league table from last year and you say, oh, it was tight enough. Well, it wasn't really, because as you said already, Rovers took their foot off the gas with a couple of months ago when they had the league won. They won at an absolute canter. And like, Derry have to start the season well. They have to like lay down those markers, and they don't have to win beautifully. They don't have to be like the absolutely rinsing teams on the pitch. They just have to get through that start of the season and build that momentum by getting those wins. Obviously, James McLean, which for his full title, central midfielder James McLean, because that's going to be a different role. That's going to be a different role for him this year. I think people around the league maybe expected that for you to talk to him, that he was going to start the President's Cup in centre midfield, and that seemed to be how it was sold to him when he was as part of the whole package coming home. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But without a doubt, like, the expectations are there within the club, obviously around the club, and because of what they have been doing and the signings, and even mentioning getting Josh Thomas as well, who obviously was on loan at Drogheda last year. He was really impressive in the President's Cup, but if he's fit and firing for the whole season, he's going to add a dynamic in attack that will kind of give Derry a real kind of added element, you know.
I suppose the argument might be McLean plays in a more withdrawn role, as we saw last week. He still got the assist for the goal in the President's Cup final. Maybe this adds a little bit of extra time to his career as well, because he's been playing regularly in the Championship. Now he goes into a more withdrawn role, where I remember seeing guys dropping into the League of Ireland, like Keith Gillespie in the past, where they were really good at dictating play and, you know, adapting the role. He was a winger and eventually became a defensive midfielder for Longford. And sometimes that adds a few extra years to your career.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But I'll be honest, there's a couple of things with McLean. Like, I don't think that's really a doubt. If you look at him, he seems to be one of the fittest people going. Like, I remember speaking to Darren Fletcher about this when Darren Fletcher was a teammate of his at West Brom, and having a chat with him. And he said, like, McLean is one of the best professionals he's ever seen, and he put him on a par with Cristiano Ronaldo in terms of the dedication and the work that he did on his body. And you're saying, like, Jamie Mackley, Darren Fletcher, the career he's had and the dressing rooms he's been in, obviously at Manchester United and obviously as an international with Scotland, like, and you see the esteem that McLean is held in by him. So, of course, coming in, like, there is the element, I'll be honest, I never would have seen him as that type of player, as midfielder, as a winger. He was always, especially when he was a bit younger, he was, like, he had that energy, he had that kind of, the stamina up and down and up and down. He wasn't even, like, the trickiest of wingers. He was just so direct and dynamic, and the way he played with that positivity is what took defenders kind of almost, not so much by surprise, but just put them on the back foot. So, is he going to be able to do that? The same kind of performances from a midfield, or is he actually going to have that kind of ability to actually be able to slow himself down a little bit. Like, his football intelligence is there to see. Like, he's an international for Ireland with over 100 caps, and the career he's had in the Championship and the Premier League. Like, it shouldn't be a problem. But when it comes down to these games, it's going to be something different for him to deal with, and it's going to be exciting to see.
Yeah, he has high aspirations as well. Already talking about group stage football in Europe is the reason that he's come home, and that's what he wants to get Derry City to. Shamrock Rovers, still the team to beat. I know Europe didn't exactly work out as planned. They wanted to qualify again, but they did get over the line, got the title last year, followed it up with a cup. You know, despite the fact you said the table is maybe a little bit deceptive about how close last season was, are they still the team to catch?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Any team who does a double qualifies for the league phase of Europe, obviously not even that, but just the third time in 4 years, still has the best coach in the country, have some of the best players, some of the most experienced players in the country, as well as having, which could be crucial, keeping a hold of Michael Noonan until at least the summer, because obviously that move to Hoffenheim and potentially Celtic obviously never materialised over the last couple of weeks. I know Stephen Bradley is probably going to want to add a couple of more players, like we mentioned about Derry, just building that little bit of momentum. But part of the difference, I would say, would be Rovers have had this before. Maybe they haven't started the season great. They've also had it the opposite way, where they've started reasonably well and built that momentum. They just know how to get through different stages of a season and manage it with Europe. Derry are going to have Europe this year. They have a big enough squad to be able to deal with that. They've got some experienced players in there, as you mentioned, James McLean. But there's still other question marks about them. And I suppose with Rovers, like, I just, you have to say, they've obviously got Jack Bourne back as well. They've obviously put him and Stephen Bradley, after he went out on loan towards the back end of last season, when it maybe looked as if Jack's time with Rovers was going to come to an end. He's obviously come back into the fray. And if he's fit and he's playing, you've got literally the best creative midfield in the league as well.
Yeah. Look, Shelburne went to broke the transfer record within the Premier Division. They've also been, they've been pretty busy during this off-season. It feels maybe Joey O'Brien has got the recruits that he was talking about, because I know when they were in Europe last year, he was saying maybe they need to deepen the squad. They've certainly backed them, haven't they?
Yeah, they've obviously done things a little bit differently as well, where they've obviously gone through the Jamestown analytics firm, obviously that the company who Tony Bloom would work for, who were involved with Brighton. They've obviously gone and gotten players in from Sweden. They've gone and got a player in from Portugal as well. And as it was put to me, they're looking for those maybe little bit of differences that maybe aren't.
I would say players who get overlooked elsewhere, it's not quite Moneyball, but at least what's happened with Hearts is that they go to, you know, second divisions in Eastern Europe, and they spot players who maybe have slipped through the scouting system of the bigger clubs.
No, that's it. You've nailed it there. And even with Aaron Casey, who's come in, a bit closer to home, obviously, in the Irish League, they've broke the record, over €100,000 for him. It's not that it's quietly. I think if you look at the obviously, Joey O'Brien in there following on from Damien Duff, and the money that is kind of being put into the club as well. Like, their expectation, and it's one of the great things about this year, that their expectation isn't, oh, we'll go in and if we can get Europe, that'd be great. Like, their expectation is to go and challenge and win the league. Like, and it's not just an expectation, it's like proper belief that's in there, because similar to what we said about Pats maybe at the back end of last year, when Joey O'Brien took over from Damien Duff and got them into Europe, like, the wheels could have so easily fallen off that season for them completely, and a dressing room could have easily gone the other way when you had obviously a figure like Damien Duff. But Joey O'Brien also has commanded that respect and stepped up seamlessly as a head coach within a dressing room, but also in how he sets up his teams, the little tweaks he can make and how he can change things. So there's going to be a real kind of excitement to see that they are actually capable of doing it. It's probably ironic that their first game is away to Waterford. It was also his first game in caretaker charge after Damien Duff left last season as well. They've obviously let Mark Coyle go. He's gone up to, who was obviously their captain last year. They've managed to keep Paddy Ward. There would have been significant interest from him at League One level before the start of the season. He's going to be hanging around. We had the story on the 42 about Meepo Adebeku, the striker, who looked as if was actually going to be leaving and going to Cercle Bruges, and that move then collapsed at the last minute. So you wonder, between now and the end of February, I think it's the 22nd, is when the deadline is for the League of Ireland and for transfers, will Shells look at that area to try and bring someone in? So we'll have a clearer idea for that force kind of up until the summer of where squads are at, because obviously the window will still be open. But if they can get a good start away to John Daly's side in Waterford on tonight, then they'll be laughing, you know.
Yeah, I did mention Bowes. Might finish out on them. Just again, they take on Pats on Sunday, and I guess the challenge here is the recruitment. They were looking again very cleverly at Ireland underage internationals. It very much feels focused towards the future for Alan Reynolds. But on the far side, you've mentioned a couple of them already: Keith Buckley, Rob Cornwall, James Talbot, James Clark. Gone. It's a lot of kind of big voices gone from the dressing room in one go.
Yeah, and it's something that obviously Alan Reynolds, really the manager, and he, not that he's kind of, well, he's obviously embracing it, but then you look on the flip side of that, you've the likes of Jordan Flores, you've the likes of Ross Tierney, you've the likes of Dawson Devoy. There's a group of lads there all around, well, Jordan Flores is a bit older at 30, but there's a kind of core there of lads who are around the same age and actually coming to a point in their career where they have to step up, and actually now they're the ones who take on the responsibility. Like he's mentioned as well, just chatting to Alan Reynolds during the week, you know, with the kind of the leadership group there. You've got Adam McDonald in there as well, and a group of players. So, like, Bowles' problem last year, they lost 14 games last year. Like, you're not going to challenge for a league title. You're not going to challenge even challenge in a title race if that's the amount of games that you're losing. As I said, they snuck into Europe with a skin of the teeth because Rovers went and did the double and did them a favour. Bowles have to be more solid. They've obviously signed Pat Hickey from Galway. He would be someone who would have been so much in the band, had clubs would have looked at him. He's someone who'll be coming in, very versatile player. He can literally play right through the spine of that team. Probably going to play, I would say, in defence, possibly at the week on Sunday against Pats. But that's the big thing that that Bowles are looking for, as I said, inside the club, but also what their fans. They're going to be the team who have to be harder to beat. And those games that maybe they came out on the wrong side and possibly were drawn and then lost, they have to turn them into at least a draw. And those games that maybe when it was a draw and it was tight, they have to have those lads at the top end of the pitch. If it's a Douglas James Taylor, if it is a Ross Tierney, a Dawson Devoy who's capable or magic of just turning it on a little bit and getting those 3 points when maybe they would have last year possibly come out and got nothing out of the game.
We'll see if they can do it against the rival St. Pat's on Sunday at the Aviva. My thanks to David Snaith from the 42.ie for joining us for a preview of the League of Ireland season.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.